Frankenstein. Dr. Frankenstein is working at his laboratory. There is a man lying on the table. He is very big, over 2.5 meters tall. He isn't beautiful at all. In fact, he is extremely ugly. At last, Dr. Frankenstein says, "It is over. My friends make fun of me and say it is impossible. But here it is. I am brilliant." The man's body is very big, and his legs are fat. His arms are too long. They are touching his knees. He looks like a huge monkey. His feet are enormous, and both left. His head is huge, with a small mouth and short black hair. His face is yellow. His skin is like leather, and his ears, one big and one small, are purple. His eyes are closed. What a lot of work, thinks Frankenstein. 3 years of work is over now. A year of experiments and sleepless nights. Now I'm ready for the final test. He looks at the ugly body at the table. It is not easy to build a beautiful body, he thinks. Some people are short and some are tall. Some are fat, others are thin. Why can't people be the same size? Anyway, he is proud of his work. I shall be famous, he thinks. Everybody is going to talk about me. Perhaps I am going to get the Nobel Prize. I can see my pictures in all the newspapers. Dr. Frankenstein builds a machine. It is a very complicated machine. He puts it on the roof of his house. He attaches the creature to that machine with hundreds of wires. Now, all I need is a storm. A storm that produces enough electricity to put life into my creature, he says. Dr. Frankenstein starts to wait for a big storm. He waits for days and nights. Finally, when a storm arrives, a flash of lightning goes into the machine and into the creature. Slowly, the creature opens its eyes. They are small eyes, one blue and one black. Dr. Frankenstein is excited. He can't say a word. For more than 5 minutes, Dr. Frankenstein and the creature look at each other. The creature doesn't speak. "Well, welcome alive," says Dr. Frankenstein. "I am your creator. My name is Frankenstein. I am a doctor. You must be thirsty." Dr. Frankenstein takes a glass of water to the creature, but the creature doesn't take it. "Are you hungry? Do you want something to eat?" the doctor asks. The creature doesn't answer. "Oh dear," says Frankenstein, "is there a problem with his brain?" The creature stands up and walks to Dr. Frankenstein. It looks at him with its strange eyes, then walks out of the house. "No, you can't go out," says the doctor. "You don't know where you are. You are going to get lost. Come back, you idiot! Don't you understand me?" The creature stops for a while and looks at him. "No," it answers, and walks out. Frankenstein is horrified. "I can't let this creature walk in the streets all alone," he thinks. He follows the creature down the road. It goes through the town towards the woods. Everybody is in bed, and nobody sees it. He runs after it, but it is too fast for him. He searches for the creature all night, but he can't find it. Dr. Frankenstein looks for the creature for weeks. There is no sign of it, but people in the neighborhood are talking about a murderer. The police are searching for a little girl and her mother. They are lost. Frankenstein is worried about it. Can his creature be a murderer? "We must help the police look for the monster and kill it," the people of the town say. The next day, the police and the people begin to look for the monster. The police divides the people into three groups. One group will search the woods, another will search the river, and the last group will look in the town, says the police officer. I must find it first, thinks Dr. Frankenstein. He can't be a killer. It's not possible. I must find him. Dr. Frankenstein looks in the park. Then he looks in the wood. He goes to the river. He goes everywhere, but there is no sign of the creature. He is very tired. I don't know where else I can look, he thinks. I need to go home and rest for a while. He goes home and opens the door. He can't believe his eyes. The creature is there. It is sitting in the middle of the floor, playing with a cat. Oh, there you are, says Frankenstein. People of the town are searching for you. They all think you are a murderer. They are scared of me because I am ugly, the creature says. They only scream and run when they see me. But now I have a friend. The creature points at the cat. I'm glad you have a friend, says Frankenstein. I want to be your friend, too. A little girl and her mother are missing. The police are looking for them. The people of the town think you are a monster. The little girl and the woman are in the woods. They are picking strawberries, the creature says. It's raining in the forest now. Maybe they are lost. They may be hiding in the caves, Frankenstein says. They go out together. It is raining in the forest, and Dr. Frankenstein is too old to reach the caves. The creature climbs the hills and reaches the caves. He goes in and looks for the little girl and her mother. At that time, the police arrives at the caves. The monster is in the caves, they say. Now we can capture and kill it. No, says the doctor. The creature is not harmful. It is a little stupid, but not bad. At that moment, the creature comes out, carrying the girl and the woman. They are only tired and scared, but they are not harmed. Thank you for saving my family, says the little girl's father. What can I give you to thank? He asks. The creature smiles. You can give me a name, first of all, he says.